I think today was one of my favorite segments we've done since we all started working together. The tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are.
That was a blast.
The trips down memory lane are so good.
We probably could have went on doing that for 90 minutes. I bet it was so
much. Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's still be going now.
But we did that. We also talked to our HR department because Brian feels as if he's being bullied at work, and we had to get to the bottom of that.
You keep hearing all these noises. My microphone keeps falling, and I don't know what to do.
Kelly did not do that.
No, I did not. Allegedly.
I'm reporting it still. It feels like you're making fun of me still.
You'll hear it all right now on the podcast. Gen Zers are saying that you are telling them how old you are without telling them how old you are. And how are they doing it? Chelsea, I got to get your input on this one.
Oh boy, okay.
They say that anybody who wears eyeshadow is a Gen Xer or older.
Oh, this hurts. This hurts.
Doesn't every woman wear eyeshadow? I don't know of a single woman who doesn't wear eyeshadow.
Just about. So Gen Z, okay, that's 12, ages 12 to 27. So I'd argue that like half of them shouldn't even be wearing eyeshadow.
I'll co-sign that.
Okay. All right. Now I'm trying to think back in the day. I think that was when I was allowed. I was 12 years old to get my first eyeshadow palette from CoverGirl. And it was like five shades of blue.
Oh.
And I didn't know how to apply them. So I look like an absolute clown.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you were learning.
Yeah, true. So I'm wondering if they just don't know how to apply it yet.
Maybe because they don't know how. They're like, well, the hell with it. We're just not going to do it. And if you do wear eyeshadow, you're old.
But I was just at Sephora the other day. I'm not even going to tell you how much I spent. And the kids are getting younger and younger in there. I'm talking like 10 years old.
Right. With skincare regimens and stuff.
Skincare regimens. But they are not wearing full faces of makeup, as okay. They should not.
Right. Not at that age. You don't need it yet.
But I would argue that they do wear some eyeshadow. It's just a lot more minimal.
Tell us how old you are. But they're saying you're telling them. I love that saying. Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are.
That's one of those things that's always around the internet. Like, yeah. It starts up on social media. It starts on TikTok. You'll find it everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I could do it when I talk about my love of MC Hammer. That's me telling you how old I am without telling you how old I am.
I was describing to my niece how a CD player works because she asked me, Auntie Chacha, what is that?
I could say 8-track player.
You could do that.
Ooh. What about you, Brian? Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are.
I remember going home and wanting to watch Pokemon on a local access television.
Okay.
That's how old I am.
I could say...
And like in its prime, too.
Right.
Oh,
buying Pokemon cards.
Before it started getting weird.
Yeah.
MTV was super hot when I was younger. I mean, that was too. The hottest game in town. That's telling you how old I am.
Did they actually still have music on MTV?
MTV Spring Break was appointment viewing. Like, we would not leave the house when MTV Spring Break was
That was the week
on.
Of wildness on
Ooh,
MTV.
I'm so young that I thought reality TV was actually real.
Young or old?
Young or old?
Oh, well, yeah, old.
Okay. that's why we
Dang
threw
it,
us a little bit.
I don't want to say.
All right, do you have one? 320-656-9453. Can you tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are? Hello?
When Johnny Carson would come on TV, I knew it was time to go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Unless it was a Friday, then maybe your parents will let you stay up and watch it. You know what's funny that you say that? Because I always remember, so Care 11 in Minneapolis, where I grew up, would always show Cheers after the news, and then Johnny Carson would come on after that.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, the ending theme song of Cheers is so comforting to me because I always knew it was time to go to bed.
Oh, bedtime.
I love it. Now, did you ever get to stay up and watch Johnny Carson?
I had to sneak it.
Oh, okay. But worth every minute of it, though, right?
Every minute. She's especially the guests that are now legends.
I want to tell you, if you think that talk shows are terrible today, watch Johnny Carson and see how it was done originally.
My grandma,
there's a king.
It's the only talk show that they have reruns on. Like, my grandma bought the entire Johnny Carson collection.
Yeah, grandma had that too.
Iconic.
Absolutely. And I'll watch Johnny Carson clips on like YouTube and stuff sometimes. Yeah, that's definitely a good one. All right, we got a lot of people calling and texting in on this. Awesome. Can you tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are?
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. 320-656-9453. Hello.
One of my favorite shows was Lizzie McGuire.
Yes! Hilary Duff! Woo!
Now, here the real question is, did you have a crush on Aaron Carter because of Lizzie McGuire?
Yes, at one point, yes.
Rest in peace.
So did Brian.
Yeah. I mean, hey, who didn't want his life? He was hanging out with Shaq.
Thank you so much for the call. Holy cow, we got a lot of texts coming in. Chelsea, you see any that you like?
This is so good. TV didn't have a remote. I was born the year the internet came out. I used to watch the talk show with Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the most celebrity crush.
Oh, man, I remember my friend's sister had his posters all over her walls.
This is so good. Oh, another glamour shots.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bring those back, please.
All of this stuff seems out of my price range.
Brian Riley, what do you got over there?
I like this one. When you're jamming to the infomercial for the greatest love songs of all time for a low price of $19.95, I remember buying Now 7.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those Now CDs?
Yeah.
Those were the best.
Did you ever get the Dance Mix USA ones?
Ooh.
I did not.
Okay.
That's a little bougie for me.
I like this one. First-time texter just sent a picture in of multiple pills in a cup. That's how old they are.
All right. We got to get to some of these calls, too. Look for some more texts while we talk to this person. What's up?
We played a lot of Jax.
Jax. That's old school. Whoa.
It was an old game when we played it.
Now, that was, you bounce the rubber ball and pick up jacks.
Yep. As many as you could. Yep.
First one, then two, then three, then four, you know, up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to pick them all up, and then you had to do, like, over-unders and different, you know, maneuvers in between.
Yeah. Ooh, maneuvers.
I guarantee if I were to put a set of jacks in front of my kids, they'd be like, what the hell is this? Like, what are we supposed to do with this?
You put jacks in front of me, I'm going to say, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Well, wait till you step on one.
I'll pass.
Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, that would make stepping on a Lego look like pleasure.
Ooh.
With those things. Any other text, Chelsea? What do you got?
You were the coolest kid if you had a CD Walkman. That's from Jason.
Oh, yeah. Skipping nonstop.
And then Shannon said Atari and Achy Breaky Heart.
I should have said, I can tell you how old I am by saying bass boost.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
On your tape Walkman or your CD.
I still have that.
Oh, there would be a bass boost on there.
Carrie said she remembers doing party lines and dial-up phones.
Holy moly. Party line. So that party line would be when you get just a bunch of people on a phone call, right?
Oh, yeah. You can see it in like Mean Girls where you like add your friend and then you talk smack and you forgot to hang up on the wrong one.
That happened to me one time. We knew a girl in our class, Kathy, who had a three-way calling.
Oh.
And if you ever wanted to know what someone really thought about you, you got on the phone with Kathy and be like, let's call them up and find out.
Just let her talk, man.
Dang.
Cold-blooded. Brian Riley, you see any other ones on there?
Yeah, Frankie texted in, you couldn't use the internet the same time as the phone. That was one. I like that one. Kelly texted in, when I was a kid, you could buy cigarettes in a vending machine.
Holy moly.
Yikes.
And I'm a big fan. Christina, the biggest fire hazard in the house, the original Light Bright.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that thing would get hot.
They remade those. They're so fun.
Angie said Pogs.
Oh, I remember Pogs. Those were the best.
Now, did you actually play with them? I was a little too old for...
Yeah, we had like, what was it called? Like the blaster piece or whatever, the big piece, and he'd slam them down. I remember taking all my brothers one day, and we got into a big fight over that.
That's
over
how Pogs? I got my my first boyfriend got me the best Pogs.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, help me with the pronunciation of this. Stephanie Texan. Jerbo.
I knew that one right away. Jerbo
jeans and rolled pant legs.
Man, hey, what was her name?
That's Stephanie.
Stephanie, you would have loved me back in the day because I had a job at County Seat, which was a store in the mall that sold Jerbo jeans, and I would get a 40% discount. That's why I was voted best dressed my senior year of high school.
Are those like the JNCO jeans?
No. They were tapered at the bottom, of course.
Oh, JNCO jeans are opposite. Those are the wide legs.
Jerbos were tapered, but man, were they were expensive. They were like $70 a pair. It was back in the 90s.
Did you have a Z Cabarichis?
No, those were a little before my time.
A little bit before?
Those were like AC Slater jeans.
First time texter said rolled or pinned my jeans in high school. That's great. And then, Becky with the tape recorder and a 20-foot telephone cord.
Oh, yeah.
Always get knotted up.
Clotheslining your family members. All right, shoot, I wish we could keep this going.
Fun.
We got another caller sitting on hold here. What's up?
Well, I'm so old that when I went to school and we got out of line, we just got smacked in the back of the head by the teacher and told us to settle down.
You know what? I got kids in school, and I'm like, bring that back.
Yeah.
I don't want strangers laying their hands on my kids, but a teacher, to me, has special privileges.
I'm pretty sure my mom told a couple of teachers that was okay back in the day.
Yeah, and it teaches respect, I believe.
Yeah, my dad his knuckles are still swollen from getting hit with the ruler.
Yep, I remember that also.
Yeah, A healthy dose of fear towards your teacher, I think, is a good thing. I really do.
You don't talk back.
Nope. Dang, so many people were texting. Brian Riley's microphone. So many people were texting in for this. We had to keep it going. Tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. Chelsea, you got more texts?
Oh, my gosh. First time texter says, when I was a kid, I could buy cigarettes with a note from my parents.
Oh, heck yeah. I did that many times.
Haley texting in, pay by the text.
Pay by the... Oh, my gosh. Yes.
25 cents a text or whatever it was, 10 cents a text message.
Do you remember what your biggest bill was with that?
I just remember running from my dad when he got it in the mail.
We used to... My dad bought us the pay-as-you-go phones.
Oh, yes.
And that's how... And so, like, it was $20 you could get it. And I'd burn through my $20 in a week, and he'd be like, what are you doing?
I remember
kind of smart to keep your kids from going over.
I mean, I was old enough where I had to pay for that myself, and I remember getting $300-$500 phone bills from texting. I'm like, could you please just call me? Yeah. Please.
I can't afford this.
When we didn't care about skin cancer, Kalani would text in bunny tanning stickers.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell that right now.
You know what? I miss going to the tanning bed in the wintertime. Like, there's always a nice good dose of vitamin D.
We would do that right before prom.
Anytime I smell coconut. Like, of any I automatically think tanning lotion.
They convinced you that the tanning lotion would get you a deeper tan.
Good salespeople.
Bottle. Oh, my gosh.
I like what Carrie texted in. I collected Garbage Pail Kids.
Yup.
Oh.
Those were awesome.
First time texter, I spent hours rewinding tape cassettes with a pencil.
Then
they said, oops, untangling, I meant.
Yeah, untangling. Yeah, that was bad news that happened.
And then, Eric, when those Furbies first came out and my dad getting drunk and arguing with it at the local bar.
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
still doing it to this day, man. Don't worry.
With a Furby.
I still have mine because I'm terrified to throw it away. It's going to, like, haunt me.
Don't worry. It'll be alive.
It's still alive.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, this is so good. We got someone sitting on hold. All right, man, tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are.
Well, back in the day, parents would say, don't you drive that vehicle when we're gone on vacation. Well, we'd put 200 miles on, and you know what? If you backed up, it would take the miles off.
Would it really? So how would you take them out? How would you do that then? Would you do it like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where they prop it up and run it in reverse?
Yeah, we did that. We also did it. We got doing chores, and we had less miles than they left, so we had to sit in the truck and go fast forward. The other thing is putting used tires on your vehicle.
Oh, yeah. That would never happen today.
I wish I could throw my car in reverse and get those mileage down. I could sell my car for a lot more than it's worth.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's time for the HR files, where we get our human resources guy. Well, now we got to get him on the phone because he is not here right now. He is active Army National Guard and is all over the place right now. But Brian Riley feels like he's being bullied, so we got to take it to HR. And we have no idea who, like, our replacement HR is while Brian sends him.
No clue.
Or does he have to, like, do his job for the National Guard and this job at the same time?
He said that he was kind of doing both.
Unbelievable. Well, let's get him on the phone. Brian, you there? Hello, Zen?
Hello, can you?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Were we intercepted? Yeah. Was that the Pentagon?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this call is being recorded.
Don't worry, this is still on my personal phone, and I'm still in Texas, so you're okay.
Oh, right. We were wondering where you were. Yeah, I was wondering.
We wanted to get an update on where you were. So you're in Texas now?
Correct, yep. I'm at Fort Bliss.
Did you get a good look at the eclipse down there?
I didn't, no. I was inside a building all day, so...
So they send you to Texas first, get acclimated to the heat that you're going to be experiencing in the Middle East?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could get supportive. No, we just do some training here to make sure you're medically good to go, some other things.
Okay. Now, technically, are you on the clock for the U.S. government right now or for Layton Broadcasting?
I'm on the clock for the government, I'm helping out Layton here and there. So, as always, I'm here to help you, Kelly,
okay.
And our listeners.
Because we've had a bit of a dust up on the show, and we need HR's help on this one.
Oh boy, okay.
Brian Riley thinks I'm bullying him because I keep misspelling his name. Now, Chelsea and I both have said our names constantly get misspelled too. Chelsea, they do yours with an IE sometimes.
All the time. EY,
right.
IE. Yeah.
I get EY on my name, but I accidentally misspelled Brian's name on some merch. On some merchandise for the morning show. And he wants to file a formal complaint. Now, I told him...
You misspelled it on merchandise?
See? Now, to be fair, the merchandise has not been printed yet. We only got one proof, so we can fix it, but I don't know. Is it worth the time?
It went through two different proofs.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I mean, Brian should be glad that he's getting lumped into the same umbrella as, I'm guessing, myself.
Yeah.
Right. Hey,
listen here, Brian. As of right now, I'm the toughest and the only Brian in the building, so you better watch your tone, all right?
Yeah. I would say, Brian, you really got no ground to stand on. Kelly, you might want to improve your quality assurance a little bit going forward. But
to be fair, I am completely oblivious to my surroundings 99% of the time of my life.
I can attest, yeah.
And so with that being said, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I've never really committed it to memory how to spell his name. So
it's been 3 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
I will say an employee can always, if they wish, file a formal complaint. Whether the formal complaint is founded is one thing or another. I would say that this was an honest mistake.
Yes.
If a manager keeps doing this and you're like, hey, it's B-Y, it's Brian with the Y, whatever the case might be, and they keep doing it, like, you think it's intentional, yeah, then maybe you could have, like, I think my manager's bullying me, but...
Now, how long of a process is it to put in this formal complaint?
Oh, I'd say it's probably, you know, if you put it on my desk, I'd probably get to it next April.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I don't really care about it that much then.
Well, all right, Brian, you take care of yourself. We'll be in touch, and we'll try and figure out how to keep doing the HR files. Thanks for being on my side on this one.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you guys later.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Seaforth, Minnesota, population 84. The Seaforth Bar and Grill has a meat raffle happening at 3:30 this Sunday, where you'll also be able to buy tickets for the boat raffle and the gun raffle. All proceeds going to help volunteer first responders. That's some big hearts in a town that only covers 1.02 square miles, but that's why Seaforth, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
All right, it is a Winstock Wednesday. That means we're giving away Winstock tickets right now. And one of my favorite games is Finish the Lyric. This is where we play you a song, and when the beep hits, you just got to keep singing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on board? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get our first contestant on the phone right now. Kalani is with us. Kalani, I'm going to play you this Josh Turner song, and you got to keep singing, okay?
Okay.
When you hear the beep, you just have to keep singing, okay?
All right.
All right, you feeling ready?
I'm terrible at lyrics, so hopefully.
This is going to go off flawlessly.
Let's see here. Let's see. I think I grabbed an easy part. Here we go.
Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand.
I've been dreaming about this all night long. I can't do it.
Isn't it all day long also?
Yeah.
I've been dreaming.
I don't know.
Maybe we should actually know what the lyrics are.
I've been thinking about this all day long.
Yes, okay, yeah, so you didn't get it. Good. All right.
I mean, just kidding.
I'm not good. We were correct in saying you didn't get it. That's what I meant.
The foot's already in the mouth.
Yeah. I would never say that to you, Kalani. I would never say that to you. But thank you for trying. Try back, because you never know if anyone's going to get it or not.
Yeah, thanks.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
We are trying to give you Winstock tickets by you finishing the Winstock lyric. Today it is Josh Turner that we are doing. And we have Jenny on the phone right now. Jenny, what you doing?
Working.
Okay. Well, thank goodness they let you use the phone at work.
I work from home, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank goodness you allow yourself to use the phone at home.
Hopefully your supervisor isn't a total jerk.
Right.
All right, so here's how it goes, Jenny. I am going to play you a Josh Turner song. When you hear the beep, you just keep going. Does somebody have the lyrics pulled up? Okay, yeah. Perfect. Thank you, Chelsea. All right, here we go.
Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand.
I've been thinking about this all day long. Oh, gosh.
Here's what I'm going to say. And you guys, Chelsea, Brian, you tell me if you agree. We've never actually stipulated how far they have to keep singing, right?
That's
exactly.
True.
Thank you.
Until we do that, I feel like we have to give it to her. Because she did get, like, technically the next part right.
She did. And even the right key and everything. So, okay. I'm all right. I'm cool.
So, everybody cool with giving it to Jenny this morning? Brian?
You're going to go to Winstock.
Yeah!
Thank you.
thank you, thank you.
Next time we'll be a little more specific about how far you have to keep singing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
But our poor planning has paid off for you this morning, Jenny, because you just won yourself a couple of tickets to Wingstop.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Wi-Fi on planes, man, that's only like, what, maybe in the past 6 years that we've been able to do
that? Seems like it.
Hasn't been that long. So they had to test this long before they were ever going to put it into practice, right?
Sure.
So they had to know. Now, they're going to have to be beaming some pretty hot Wi-Fi signals back down to Earth from 35,000 feet up, right? Ooh. So they had to make sure, are these Wi-Fi signals going to affect people in any way, shape, or form if they're on a long flight?
What?
Because you can't just be blasted with radio waves for a 7-hour flight and think it's not going to affect you at all.
That's true. It's pinging off everybody's devices. Wow.
So they had to make sure, is it going to be safe to have Wi-Fi signal in a long metal tube that we're having to blast back down to Earth?
Okay.
Brian, just because you don't understand the technology doesn't mean technology doesn't exist.
Explain it. You keep change my mind, Kelly.
So how did they test this? How did they make sure that a human being could be sitting in a plane with Wi-Fi blasting them for 7 hours and it's not going to give them, you know, cancer or something?
Right. Monkeys.
Nope, not monkeys.
Dogs.
Nope, not dogs. That would have been, some protest for
you
that.
You say guinea pigs, I'm going to get
guinea pigs.
No.
Okay.
Potatoes.
Huh?
They say that potatoes absorb radio frequencies much like our human body does. So they would take off with these potatoes in the plane, kick on the Wi-Fi signal, fly around for a few hours, then slap them under a microscope and see if they had, you know, molecularly changed at all.
Sure,
I'm
yeah.
I'm picturing all these bakers with googly eyes buckled in their
seats. I'm picturing potatoes buckled into the seats. Yes. One potato per seat.
Could you imagine being the pilot assigned to that flight?
A little family
like,
potatoes.
Today? Well, we're going to Taiwan. We're going here. Nah, you're going to fly some potatoes across the country.
You know what? I'm glad they didn't hurt animals.
Right. And who cares? If the potato got cooked, who cares? I bet that pilot got a lot of respect because he'd be like, I'm flying one of the first planes with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm going to be getting blasted with radio signals for the next 7 hours.
Now, science.
Can I ask, when you don't put your phone in airplane mode,
right,
does that actually do anything?
There's been a lot of controversy
around
that.
Is that a myth?
Mythbusters actually did something about that. But if they're saying do it just in case, I'm going to do it.
I don't want to test that theory, Brian, and like cause the plane to crash.
It's not like your phone does anything when it's not in airplane mode.
Right.
You don't got service.
But it's always pinging things.
Correct.
And it's trying to connect. It's always trying to connect. And if you have 300 people whose phones are trying to connect all at the same time, who knows? That might be able to do something.
I'm just going to say, if they create something called airplane mode, it's probably for a good reason.
Right. I'll second that emotion, Chelsea. But, and honestly, Wi-Fi on planes has never worked well for me.
I don't think it's worked well for anybody.
It never works. Like, they need to get a plane full of potatoes again and get this thing figured out.
Heck, there's some airplanes that their wings don't even stay on. Let's start there. But okay, very cool. Actually, I like this one, Kelly.
Thank you, Chelsea.
You're too nice of a person, Chelsea.
Thank you,
Chelsea. Well, you know. You're too nice of a person.
I know.
Have a Wi-Fi potato.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you didn't find this one interesting, and that's okay. It doesn't bother me at all anymore. I've been doing this a very long time. But I'll have another one for you tomorrow, and you might not like that one either, and that's okay, too, because I know sometimes I'm the only one who likes these, and maybe it's just me. Welcome to the first break of the day. We call it our bonus track, and we tack it on the end of the podcast. I know today we talked about
hot dogs.
We talked a lot about hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy theories about why the Metrodome went down.
We were all over the place this morning.
We were, man.
It was snow.
Well, was it, though?
It was a whole pile of snow.
Some reason it stood for many, many years without coming down. I'm sure we talked about other stuff, too, that was just as intelligent as that stuff. And you'll hear it all right now in the bonus track. You guys ready this morning?
No.
What was that?
You know, it may be small, but it doesn't feel small.
Right. It's not an insult. It's just a fact of life. That's all. It doesn't bother me none. Anybody do anything interesting last night?
Went to the Twins, man.
That's interesting.
It was.
Was it a full house?
No, like barely anyone was there.
A friend of mine was telling me that, and it's a bit of a jaunt to go down to a Twins game, so it's a commitment for you to do that. He was saying that first game of the year, opener, always tough to go to because it's packed.
Ruckus.
Every game after that is awesome because you can spread out a little bit.
100%. They didn't sell a single ticket like in the nosebleeds, like bleeds
really?
For that. Ooh. So those were wide open. Dollar Dog Night every Tuesday. So if you want to go and like cheap meals.
Oh, that's all. Oh, Tuesdays. Man. My kid would put a hurting on that play.
I did four, and I was like, you know what? I could have done more. Like, my body structure, my athletic physique.
Oh, when did that happen?
Oh, I'm in my athletic prime. You didn't know that?
I was hoping you'd be at least eight.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking in my mind.
I could have. I honestly, because normally.
When's the last time you played a sport?
Softball.
Yeah. An actual sport.
Hey, now.
National champ in 2021, Kelly. Show me disrespect like that.
Is it fast pitch?
No, it's slow pitch.
Okay.
You come out on the field, Kelly, and you show me what you got.
I'm not athletic at all.
It is pretty fun because I did fast pitch forever and ever. So I love watching guys trying to hit this slow pitch lofted ball.
I haven't played a sport since high school, and I bet you I could get out there and crush some slow pitch.
I bet you couldn't, but that's okay. I'm willing to take that bet anytime. But like I was saying, I could have done more, but I was thinking about the show because I figured if I had eight, I'd be rolling in here.
Yeah.
Guts a gurgling.
Gassy. And,
yeah. Ugh. Pepto-Bismol needing.
We'd have to call you Gaseous Clay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This room would be covered in some odor and just the film would stick above. Like, I wouldn't want that for you guys.
Even your perspiration would stink at that level. God.
I wouldn't even let you in at that point.
Oh, there's no stopping me, Chelsea. Again, Athletic Prime. You can't stop me.
Prime.
The other thing about it was that they didn't have the same hot dogs they used to. Remember at the Metrodome, they had the big old Hormel hot dogs the size of your head?
Can I tell you, I only saw one game ever at the Metrodome, and it was a Vikings game, and it was like one of the last ones there.
May really? Rest in peace. I was on the tarmac when that thing collapsed after all that snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I heard the news. I was like, what?
The tarmac.
Yeah, I was flying in from Washington, D.C., tarmac.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, gosh, all this snow is here. And then they're like, oh, the Metrodome collapsed. I'm like, you're joking.
I think that was a conspiracy.
Oh, boy.
I think
it was snow?
It was snow.
It was weather.
I think they wanted a new stadium, and a great way to do it was collapse the old one.
What the snow? Blame
Big Pharma.
The snow.
Big Pharma's fault.
What a great way to get people behind getting a new stadium.
You know, I was all for it because that's how ETABs were born. So, you know, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
But as I was saying,
anyway, you can gamble in your athletic prime.
He goes to Tuesday games, and then on Thursdays, he goes to gambling AA.
No, why would you go to AA? I don't have a problem yet. You only go when you have the problem. But what I was saying is the hot dogs aren't as big anymore. So they're like the normal dollar dogs that you would get at the grocery store.
It's shrinkflation, man.
Yeah. So I think I could have polished off eight if I really wanted to.
Well, maybe next time.
I might have to. I might go every Tuesday now to try to
swoop
up that
by
record.
And pick me up.
No, because it'd be too late. We'd get to like the third inning. You'd be like, I should probably go to bed soon.
Get out of here.
Sorry. I get up early.
Staying up too late.
Sorry, I'm committed. But you guys are going to have to let me take a knee next Thursday because I'm going to that AJR concert on Wednesday.
Ooh.
And that, you know, that's a concert for young people. So that ain't starting early.
Are you going to have another 5-hour energy before you go to that? Or how are you going to play
it? No, because I'll keep it for after, and I'll save it for you guys in the morning, because that's going to be a tough one. My son loves that band, though, and the only time we could go see him was during the week.
Aww. Right.
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
You're going to be probably the one jumping up and down the most out of anybody.
You know he is.
I will be. I will be two things. I'll be the oldest one there and probably the one having the most fun. It's like when I went and saw the Chainsmokers. I was the oldest. And this was just, Chelsea, you weren't here yet. This was just 2 years ago. I went and saw the Chainsmokers. I was the oldest dude in the crowd.
Well, I mean, okay. Hey, I went to Disney on Ice by myself once because I wanted to see it so bad.
Disney on Ice is awesome.
I thought so, too. And they're like, who is this random adult sitting by herself?
I miss my kids being into that stuff.
Yeah, question. Isn't Disney on Ice formed around four-year-olds?
I mean, it's Disney movies.
It takes skill, dude.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't take skill. It has nothing to do with that. I'm saying the performance isn't that for four-year-olds.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I pretended to be like the backup Princess Aurora. That's the only way I could play that off, not being creepy and having parents look at me weird.
You're lacing up your skates.
Oh, gosh, I so
put
would.
Me in, coach.
That would actually be one of my dreams, I think. Dress up like a princess and just twirl around on ice.
I went to high school with a girl that's on Disney on Ice.
She made good money?
I mean, she goes around the world, so I mean, she probably makes a decent chunk
probably
of change.
Pretty cool. My wife could have done that if she would have stuck with it.
She should do it again.
Hey.
She's got kids now, dude. She can't just be touring the world with Disney on
they
ice.
Could be she could be Snow White, and they could be like the little dwarves. Like,
she could be Snow White. The first Mexican Snow White ever in history. She could be it.
They got to start it at some point. She's got the maracas running around.
The spicy Snow White.
I don't remember this from Snow White.
Who doesn't outrun the queen? She confronts her.
Are you guys ready to do some history?
Let's hit it.
It was on this day, all the way back in 1925.
I could just get back to the star. How do you just get back to the star? How do you find it again?
The Great Gatsby was published, and I just think that's cool because that was a Minnesota author, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and I just think that's so neat.
Really?
That he published one of the biggest books of all time, yeah, and my daughter's favorite book.
It's an intense book. It has some pretty dark twists in it, but very well written.
My daughter's last two books, she's reading a book right now about the Columbine shooting, which is weird because for her, that's a history, like that's ancient history. And to me, I remember that happening.
Right.
And now that she was like, Dad, can I get another book? The next one that she wanted to get was Tattoo Artist at Auschwitz. My daughter's dark,
she's
man.
Deep. No, she's deep.
She's so intelligent. She is insanely intelligent. Balance. Reading books like that, I'm like, Presley, don't you want to read something fun? Like, you know, The Babysitter's Club?
No. Hey, I have that whole collection, so if she needs any of it.
I think it's too dumb for her. She wants to kick it probably up a notch.
She wants Encyclopedia, letter X. Go through it.
I was just like, Presley, you want Tattoo Artist at Auschwitz?
Yeah, that's deep.
All right, sweetheart. 1984 is one of her favorite books. That's a deep one. All right, let's move on. 1992.
I want you to do something for me. I want you to try and make your relationships work. Try and make your love work. I don't know how. I don't know what's about. Look at me. Look at the outfit. Look at me!
Sam Kinison was killed in a car crash on this day back in 1992 at the age of 38.
So young.
Have you seen that? Some of the documentaries about Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
And like the actual car wreck and how he was seeing things?
Yep.
And that's crazy.
And that dude was going to be a preacher, and then he just kind of took a different route. He has two comedy bits that make me laugh out loud that I will seek out. The one is about how to feed starving children in Africa.
That's fantastic.
Which I would never play on the air because if you don't get it, you're going to think it's offensive if it's above your head. And then two is Easter bit. How if Jesus was married, there's no way his wife would have believed that story.
Right.
He left on a Friday with 12 of his friends, comes back on Monday just looking all disheveled. Oh, man, that dude he had such a great approach to comedy. On this day in 2003...
An arrest has been made in connection with last night's Amber Alert out of Kyle, but the two little girls are safe.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Amber Alert bill.
Wow.
How many lives has that saved? You know that, so I used to work with the Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before, but I met the first girl who was ever saved by an Amber Alert. Not the one that it was named after, but the first girl that was saved by it.
After it was implemented.
And the story is, so her parents had a babysitter who they knew come over, watch the kid. The babysitter and that boyfriend and her boyfriend kidnapped the kid. Now, luckily, this is like an Amber Alert, a nationwide Amber Alert was put out.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple nights, though, the parents had no idea where their daughter was, which I can't even imagine the hell that is.
Oh, my gosh.
But luckily, a truck driver heard the Amber Alert, saw the vehicle, called the police, and the baby was safe.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? And so now that girl goes around telling her story about how important it is to, you know, pay attention to these things.
I was going to ask, was that in Texas that happened or another state?
It was another state. I don't remember exactly where. I mean, in Texas is where I met her, but it happened. Right. And she tours the country talking about it.
That's amazing.
Let's do some birthdays real quick, y'all. Celebrate a birthday today.
Nothing's ever going to move it when the bones are good. The rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could be.
Miss I Hate Country Music after it made me super rich and famous. Maren Morris, it's her birthday today.
Oh, Maren.
Any idea how old she is? Chelsea?
Maren. I'm going to go with 36.
Okay, that's close.
38.
Oh, you were too high. Both of you are off, though. She's the ripe old age of 34 today.
Ooh.
She's a lot younger than I thought.
Yeah, she is, and a lot of success. I don't know what genre of music is she in now.
I think she's going to pop.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
They always come to country first, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And just leave it Taylor Swift, just leave us in the dust. Kelly Clarkson. Wait, no, that's not true. Also celebrating a birthday today.
Baby, baby, looks like it's going to hell.
Brian Seltzer?
Let me teach you how to jive and well.
It's Brian Seltzer's birthday today. Setzer, not Seltzer.
Yeah, I was like, drink water.
Thinking about the White Claws.
He is a Minnesota resident, actually. He lives in Minnesota, if you can believe that.
Well, he was in, his music was in Jingle All the Way, the Christmas movie. And I think that was why, because
his Christmas album slaps, dude.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that Christmas album slaps. But how old is Brian Setzer?
The Seltzer is going to be 62.
Okay, that's Brian Riley's guess. Chelsea?
Oof, I don't know, 51.
Okay. Oh, ah, darn it. Why do I always turn that down? You're both off today. He is the ripe old... He can finally retire. He is the ripe old age of 65.
That was close.
So, happy birthday. Maybe he's listening right now. It's very possible he has us tuned in.
Enjoy a seltzer.
Happy birthday, Setzer.
Ah.